Yeah, well, that is the story of the morning, and it's the story certainly dominating the broadsheets here at home too today. The July stimulus package, what's that, says you, grants tax cuts, as the Irish Times puts it this morning. It's the largest ever cash injection for the ailing Irish economy, been announced by the government yesterday in a bid to try and rescue it from the effects of the pandemic. There's 5 billion in cash, 2 billion in loan guarantees for businesses. That'll be spread widely across public investments, worker and welfare supports, funding for businesses, tax cuts as well. The Taoiseach too insisting most of the money will be applied this year. The Irish Times stating it as the single biggest cash stimulus ever for the economy, with the business group IBEC, for instance, estimating that it represents about 10% of domestic demand in the second half of the year, and too follows the example of other countries, for instance, the UK. It'll be funded by Exchequer borrowing, which Micheál Martin insisted was proportionate and necessary, and he confirmed too the budget deficit this year would reach about 30 billion euro. But more importantly, what does it all mean for you? A cut in VAT and the rate from 23 to 21%. That's for 6 months from this September. We mentioned this yesterday, but also part of it, the PUP payment, this is the pandemic unemployment payment, that'll continue until April, but then be gradually cut to the level of job seekers' benefit. There's a revised wage subsidy scheme that's to be extended until the end of March. That stay and spend tax rebate that you heard a lot of mention of there in the news bulletin today, quite a lot of reaction to that. That's worth up to €125 per person to help the tourism sector, €200 million in training and apprenticeships, €500 million in capital grants. This is for things like construction and schools, €450 million in business funds, waiving commercial rates until the end of September, and increasing the Help to Buy scheme to 30,000 or 10% of the cost of a home. Just we're really interested in your view on all of this morning. We will have further analysis here on the programme on Breakfast Briefing at around 20 past six this morning. But this injection, do you think is it good news for the economy? Do you think will you get to benefit from that VAT cut rate of 23 to 21%? Will it be passed on to the consumers? Do you think will you get to benefit from any of the measures that have been announced? And also the Irish Independent too reporting this morning on this that when the VAT rate was last cut, accommodation prices skyrocketed. We want to know if that's something that you've experienced at the moment when you've tried to book accommodation, whether it be in hotels or B&Bs or self-catering. Have you noticed a major price hike? Do get in touch with us here on News Talk this morning, 53106. I too just want to mention that tax rebate in the form of the Help to Buy scheme as part of the overall announcement. This is the jump from 20,000 to 30,000 as somebody that myself falls into that bracket. Like, while on the face of it, it seems good, 30,000 back. The problem, though, is that if you're a single income trying to buy a property in Dublin, there's very few new builds that you can even look at in the first instance. So for the vast majority of people trying to buy in Dublin, if you're outside the parameters of the likes of the affordable housing schemes, now that 30,000 tax rebate, unlikely to be of any use to you unless you're two people buying together, then yes, it's likely to be of benefit. But if you're one sole income, very few people in a position to buy a new build property or to build their own sole property in the Dublin region. But do let us know your views here on News Talk this morning. You can get us, as I said, in 53106 and also on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Also, lots of reaction and opposition reaction to that July stimulus package. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, there will be reaction to on News Talk Breakfast a little bit later this morning. The other story, though, that you're going to be hearing lots about today will be the schools. That's going to be really the story of the afternoon, because there's likely to be an update later on how the schools are going to reopen in about 6 weeks' time. But the Irish Times, their front page this morning, the government intends to reopen the schools fully at the end of August. They're going to unveil this plan in the coming days, aimed at allowing all pupils to return to class safely. Tens of millions of euro, that's going to be made available to the schools to fund the kind of structural alterations to the classrooms that are going to be needed, to improve bathrooms for hand washing, along with then daily cleaning and hygiene routines. And it's understood, the Times reporting this morning, that in addition as well, there's going to be enhanced supervision, substitution. That'll be provided too to maybe cover any expected increase in teacher absences. And this is all in light of official guidance that states that teachers with any symptoms should stay away from the classroom. Lots on that. We'll have more details for you. We'll keep you posted here on News Talk throughout the course of the day. Another interesting story caught my eye in the front of the Examiner this morning. Women who drink too much are half as likely as their male counterparts to see themselves as having a problem. This is new research from the Health Research Board out today showing that 1 in 5 men who are dependent on drink are aware of their behaviour. Only 1 in 10 women are though. And this HRB study found that 2/3 of people who regularly binge drink are unaware of the drinking pattern. It's in a report entitled Drinking in Denial in Ireland, and it's been published in the British Medical Journal. We'll have more on that too actually coming up on Breakfast a little bit later on this morning. There's an interesting story inside the Irish Independent today. Well, it's actually a story from Germany. It's a 10-year battle over the square shape chocolate has been resolved, dubbed the Chocolate War. This is in Germany. The shape of chocolate really does matter. And a 10-year legal battle over the right to sell square chocolate bars finally resolved after 10 years yesterday by Germany's highest court. This is the dispute between Rittersport, which is one of Germany's biggest chocolate makers, and then their rival Milka, which was actually founded in Switzerland. But Ritter claimed it had trademarked its distinctive, you know, the square chocolate bars, and that they had exclusive rights to the shape. But Milka argued that the shape was too generic to trademark and gave its rival an unfair advantage over its competitors. The case went on so long it was dubbed by the German press the Chocolate War, but yesterday came the final ruling and the court upheld Ritter's claim to exclusive use of the square bar. Really interesting story. Lots of analysis in that page 3 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also inside the Irish Independent today, household savings have hit their highest level since the last financial crisis. People spent less in the first 3 months of the year, putting more money aside now. This is CSO figures. The saving levels were higher than at any other time in the past 6 years. And what's called the saving ratio measures the relationship between the saving and the income. The CSO said gross disposable income rose from about 30 billion in the last 3 months of last year up to over about 30.6 in the first quarter of the year. A gross spending in the economy fell from 26 down to 25. Lots on that story, page 6 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also too, just an interesting one, it's something we've been talking about a lot here in News Talk, travel insurance. Well, the travel insurance firms, according to the Irish Independent, now say that they will cover countries on the green list in what's a major breakthrough for those who are going to head abroad or holiday abroad, even though of course you've been told not to go abroad. But industry group Insurance Ireland said that the main travel insurers will provide cover subject to normal terms and conditions. But some insurers have said that they will not cover people booking holidays if the official advice, though, was to avoid non-essential travel, which is what I assumed it was. But the Department of Foreign Affairs has drawn up, of course, this green list of 15 countries that are exempt and said those travelling there need to take normal precautions only. And officials had previously said travel should only be undertaken when essential. That story, page 13 of the Irish Independent this morning. Just a reminder, if you're in Dublin, particularly over this weekend, the Irish Independent reporting that the roads near Grafton Street will be closed to traffic. It's all part of this new pilot, the new trial, the pedestrianisation of the streets off Grafton Street in Dublin. It's happening, trialled this weekend. It'll take place on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with the first starting tomorrow, running for 4 weeks. It's sections of South Ann Street, South William, Duke, Drury Street, Dame Court. They're all included as part of the broader strategy for traffic control. And in publishing pilot details earlier on this month, the City Council said the step was designed to provide space for safe movement of people and to help the businesses to come to overcome the COVID-19 inflicted downturn. So I'm sure there'll be lots of reaction to do to that particular news on Monday. Just to some of the other stories online and inside the papers too, worth noting this morning. This is a story we discussed on News Talk Breakfast about 3 weeks ago when it was first put forward, and it's that junk food television adverts are going to be banned before 9 p.m. in the UK as part of Boris Johnson's anti-obesity campaign. And the Daily Telegraph's reporting this morning that the British Prime Minister is to unveil this new strategy next week after being warned that his own weight may have contributed to his brush with death when he contracted the coronavirus this year. The retail and advertising executives have been told the plans will include a ban on TV adverts for junk food. Also, that's going to happen before 9 p.m, according to the Financial Times, and a ban on online adverts, that too expected as restrictions on buy one, get one free supermarket deals are also being considered. Just very finally for this morning, a funny one that caught my eye too in the Daily Telegraph this morning, but a kind of a comical study in the UK, which has put pink chinos and leather pants on the map. Researchers from Stitch Fix carried out this clothes map of Britain, and they revealed that men from Surrey are likely to favour pink chino shorts, while girls in Essex have a little bit of a penchant for leather trousers. We were discussing in the office here this morning, what would this map look like if it was copied here in Ireland? Do we have regional clothes differences? Do we have any items, whether it's certain kinds of jerseys, tops, shoes, runners, that maybe you notice in certain counties more so than others? Anyway, let us know this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Now, Eamon Ryan has been re-elected as the Green Party leader, and also the €7 billion package that's trying to protect jobs. We'll have the details.